Item 5 first, I'm told. Sorry. This is proposed accommodation, dining services in the new Wan Chai Ferry Pier. We have CEDD, Bosco Chan and Mr. Lam. We have TD, Mr. Kenneth Mock and Mr. Leander Tsang. ACOM are with us. ADO Design and Public Art Consultants. And I think Mr. Chan is going to present the paper. Please, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. To build the Central Wan Chai Bypass, we have to reposition the existing Wan Chai Ferry Pier. In July 2009, we consulted the subcommittee on harbour plan review of the former harbour plan enhancement committee on the exterior design of the new ferry pier. The meeting remarked that if dining service could be included in the new ferry pier, it would activate the new harbour front. We have considered the subcommittee's suggestion, and we are today coming back to the task force to report on our findings. Chairman, maybe I pass to the consultant to brief the task force on our findings.
Please, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman and members. I'm Stephen Lai from ACOM. We just try to recap the Bosco mentioned about 2009, so the exterior design of the therapy has been endorsed by the subcommittee, and we bring forward the dining service request by that time and discuss with the operator on these issues, and the operator mentions some of the area in the second floor can be used to accommodate these dining services. So we come up with some analysis on the possible changes or ways to incorporate those dining services. First of all, we find the structural design exterior design won't be a change because there's no major structural changes required, so that we can maintain the structural the exterior design won't be affected. But we need to install some fire installations and building services within the dining services, so we have some internal arrangement need to be incorporated. The third one, which is the major items we're going to discuss today, is about the electricity power supply demand, which the dining service require a high demand of electricity. So we need to transform the room to supply this electricity for dining services. We have a word with the Hong Kong Electric Company, and we understand that the power, the transformer cannot be incorporated into the ferry pier due to the vessel berthing movement, which generates some vibrations, which will interrupt the supply of the power. So we need a firm ground to house this transformer room. This picture showing the current status of the reclamations of WD2. You can see the piles of the ferry pier, and this is the first stage of reclamations. In order to cope with the anticipated commissioning date of the ferry pier in 2014, these areas will become the most appropriate to meet this program to house the transformer room. So this location plan showing the proposed transformer room in red, which is about 50 square meters in plan and 5 meters height. We propose this just next to the OU site, which is the waterfront related commercial and leisure related uses. Try to not to occupy the harbour front along the COP line, which is one of the guidelines of a principles agreed. And he tries to make this transformer room the outlooking to mingle with the exterior design of the ferry pier and try not to affect the future development on those three boxes, which is the OU site. So just a perspective view of this transformer room, that square is the OU site, which is about 1,000 square meters. This is the 550 square meters transformer room. You can see the ferry pier, proposed new ferry pier. The outlooking is quite similar, so that we just try to mingle these two in this one concept. Another angle of this transformer room, you see the exterior design, the faces tiles with some claddings. If the gate just next to the row for maintenance purposes. And you can see some louvers on the top of the transformer room. And the way forward is we need members' comments on this proposal, then we can further consider before we put in the town planning board for approval. And that's the end of the presentation, and your comments are welcome.
Sorry, just for clarity, I believe what you're wanting to do is to go to the town planning board and ask to move certain uses from column 2 to column 1 to enable this to happen. And I think you want to move food and beverage from 2 to 1.
Sure.
That will then give you flexibility in terms of the future use of the ferry pier.
Yes.
I think you may be wanting to move retail as well, or not, from column 2 to column 1.
I think we want to have a more flexibility, I think, yeah. Yes.
So it's moving some uses from column 2 to column 1,
yeah.
And then it's all, you also want us to endorse the general location of this transformer room?
Yes. Yeah, there will be an ancillary facility for the whole scheme.
Right. Okay. Just so members are aware what you're asking us to approve or support. Paul?
The Chairman, fully support the amendments to the plan. I mean, it's suggested by this committee at earlier meetings or the previous commission. The transformer room, I hope it's a temporary, we can consider it as a temporary location until the plans have been finalized for the area overall. My suggestion to this commission is that we're asking ourselves how we're going to refine the study for the area. There's now because is this transformer room the right size, or do we need a bigger size, or where we this study for the harbour enhancement review for One Shire was the first project we did as the from the enhancement commission committee, and we were novices ourselves. And I think that as we see that we are refining the UDS, we're refining our plans as continuous planning. We now at Kai Tech we're having some very significant changes, and we are refining there. But this harbourfront enhancement review and the plan for One Shire, we never have re-looked at the plans and seen how we can refine it. So if from today, three things. One is to support this peer amendment put the transformer room as a temporary, so we don't have to deal too much with all the technicalities there, and that we can kickstart a refinement process and review the design of the One Shire harbourfront. Just looking at the location of the three boxes, I can't remember why we put them that we did.
Fine, all right. Peter, with your hand up?
I could say something, certainly. I think with regard to the pier, we talked about the central piers earlier, and I think, we should be looking at the design a little bit carefully. There may be constraints to adding another level. I have doubts about planting trees right at the top. I think we should be using the roof a little bit more proactively. Clearly, the area should be looked at comprehensively. I mean, the illustrations seem to envisage a transformer building in the middle of a lot of green. Now, essentially, we do need, yet again, more of a design framework, not just three abstract square blobs to signify future retail development. And, we do clearly need a transformer, and I think we acknowledge that. But as usual, we end up putting the cart before the horse because we haven't made the right decisions in the first place. We end up in our usual rather abstract state with trying to make a decision about something without actually having a planning or an urban design or even a viable commercial framework to which everything can respond. We simply have a pier, we have three square blobs. I don't know where they came from. It's certainly not part of any proper urban design thinking. So, yes, I support Paul. We need a transfer station, but it would be really nice to be thinking about it in an integrative way.
Can
I think I know how these three small blocks
came up, because that was at the end of a really long, last for several years, engagement exercise in terms of planning. Then it was mainly to just to demonstrate that there will not be any major commercial development there. These three plots are for auxiliary support and service to the open space and the promenade. But of course, that was a bit mean, was it random, but just put it in first. And my personal view is it will have to refine the boundary of these three plots, probably have to be adjusted or refined in due course when we actually proceed closer to the completion of the waterfront. But now putting a transformer there, of course, it will be, that transformer room will only be a small part of that plot. And so it will be covered, it will be lined up or with other things at the back or closer to on the seaside, which is fine. And I took part in a discussion yesterday. It was yesterday or last week, forgotten yesterday. I got mixed up. One important thing is, even though it's temporary, before something built next to it, I think it's important to have greening on the other three side of that transformer room. On one side with the entrance for maintenance, of course, you cannot do too much.
Maybe you'd like just to react and respond. Could I just make an observation about the transformer station, transformer room? It's remote from the ferry pier, and to try and give it some visual linkage, I mean, personally, I think it's a mistake. I would try and hide it as much as possible, if I may put it that way, and adopt KY's suggestion of greening and screening, rather than trying to exaggerate its form and its visual appearance. But perhaps you'd just like to react to the comments you've had. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. I think, first of all, I thank members for supporting the whole idea of providing dining service at the new ferry pier. Secondly, I think I also noted that the member recognized the need for the transformer room. But as Mr. Zimmerman raised, he wanted to be a temporary. I think his reason for asking this to be a temporary is to allow the flexibility for it to be moved of if needed when the free overall site was developed. I understand his point, but I think our choice of the location of this transformer room is that, first of all, we wanted to set back from the harbour fund in accordance with the harbour fund principle. And I think we put it in one of the OU sites so as to avoid having a separate structure at the harbour fund. We would rather stick to the three OU sites. The OU site, as K1 mentioned, is part of the product of the HER of the former HEC WD2 review subcommittee. And that has been derived through a proper engagement process. I think to address Paul's point, I think we'll design this transformer room to satisfy the operational requirement and the statutory requirement, and also for the old exterior appearance, we'll make it as simple and neutral, not another eye-catching structure. As mentioned by KY and Chairman, I think we'll consider shielding it by greening. So I think with that, I think there is sufficient flexibility for the future planning of the area. Paul also mentioned about refining the HER plan. I think for this area, the refinement, virtually, I think it will be more or less, I would say it's more or less talking about the detailed design. Actually, I think the for this Wan Chai waterfront, that is, the scheme has already been decided at the HER stage. It's a water park proceed. For this area, it is an area which we got a bigger piece of open space. We got commercial facilities, waterfront related, obviously, already planned. We got the transfer hub, the ferry pier. Actually, at the back is the exhibition station of the SCL, the 13th to Central Link. So I think what Paul may be referring to the refinement of the plan, I would regard it as a more or less a further development of the more detailed design of the whole area.
Yeah, I think
if the task force come up with some conclusion on this aspect, maybe I can liaise with the implementation agent or regarding this. But I think this is something different from the UDS area because they got such a large area, and the urban planning or urban design is more important. But for here, I think we got an area which I think at the HER stage we have already defined the planning theme for this one.
Okay, I think I have.
That's fine. I think you. That's fine. I think.
Yeah.
Thank you. PY?
I'm sorry, I have to disagree. I have attended the briefing together with KY and Peter and Paul, and actually, in my days when I did the planning, I think that for the new development, you have to have a detailed layout plan, 1:1,000 scale plan before you start digging on in the ground. Right? Now you have a conceptual plan, 3 squares on you can only regard this as a very broad brush outline zoning plan, and a lot still has to be done in terms of detailed layout plan before you actually put something permanent in the ground. If it is a temporary facility, fine, but if it is to be permanent, I do have reservation.
Well, PY, you well anticipated what I was going to say. I think so far as this proposition is concerned, I think there is support within the room, but I think taking the point that Paul made and KY made, we need to as the commission, we need to have a fresh look at Wan Chai. We did as the committee, but we have not visited Wan Chai as the commission. So I think as an item on the agenda for a future occasion, because we've got Bohemia Square to think about, we've got this helicopter pad to think about, we've got the whole design of this area and the ferry pier to think about. So I will make it my business to bring this up as an item on a future occasion, and we can have a comprehensive look at where we are. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I think you're done. Okay, we're happy.
Thank you.
Thank you.